chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am very happy to be joined by Matt Baxendale. A lot to get into, Bax. Let's start with this question. Are the Buckeyes going to run the table from here? And I don't mean like win the national championship necessarily. Are they going to run the table from here and finish with a 12-1 record, including a Big Ten championship, heading into college football playoff season and bowl season?
Man, we get one good week out of C.J. Stroud and one good week of a decent defense, and we're all of a sudden puffing our chests out and ready to rock and roll, aren't we? Jeez. You know, I don't know, because the answer is we've done it against Rutgers and Akron, and I need to see it against better teams than those. And, yeah, Rutgers doesn't suck. Like, they're good this year in terms of, like, yeah, they'll make a bowl game. End of the day, I need to keep seeing the defense improve. There's signs. If you had asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have laughed in your face and said we're going 8-4. But the fact that the defense is improving, the fact that C.J. Stroud was clearly injured and needed a break, and then clearly looked like a different player when he came back in after his rest, gives me a lot more confidence. The fact that we found Trevion Henderson as the best running back on our team and likely in the Big Ten, sorry, Michigan State, helps a lot. But I think number one thing that makes me have some confidence at this point is the fact that the defense is looking like a defense. Now, we don't have enough from the upperclassmen on the D-line right now for me to really be confident, but the signs are there of it turning the right direction. But the long way to go before this is a 2014 redux for us to even get to the Big Ten championship game.
If you had to bet right now, who are going to be the four teams that make the college football playoff?
Okay, so I'm going to be crazy here. Alabama and Georgia. And then, you ready for the crazy part? I'm gonna put this out there, and people are either gonna laugh, and then they're gonna think about it for a minute and go, "You might be right." Ohio State and Cincinnati, Ohio versus the world, Mr. Biddle. And hear me out. Here's why: one, the Big 12 is donkey crap. Oklahoma has no business being undefeated. They're gonna lose a couple games. Everybody knows they're a fraud. Oklahoma State's probably the best team in that league, and they'll drop a game. And the Big 12 has no respect. The ACC sucks. Bad league. The best team's Wake Forest at this point, which is hilarious. Somebody's going to win that league with four losses this year. The Pac-12, the only team that has a prayer at this point is Oregon. And Oregon has another loss written all over them because that program always spirals, right? If Ohio State played them this weekend, Ohio State would beat them by three or four touchdowns. It's just a shame the defense hadn't been figured out by then and CJ wasn't healthy. So what does that leave you with? Two SEC teams, the Big Ten champ presumptively, which is Ohio State, and then you have a discussion of, what happens if Ohio State beats Penn State and Penn State has one loss and doesn't get to play for the Big Ten championship? Like if Penn State beats Iowa and then Ohio State beats them and takes the East crown, is it between a one-loss Penn State and an undefeated Cincinnati with a win at Notre Dame? I think that this is the year the Bearcats have a real shot at getting in. So I'm picking two Ohio teams right now. Call me crazy, but I have no rooting interest in anything Cincinnati, so I'm not completely crazy either. So, yeah, I'm saying the Bearcats and the Buckeyes are going to be teams 3-4 behind the two SEC teams, and then we'll see how it all plays out from there.
Those are my four as well. I mean, Cincinnati, I thought they'd lose to either Indiana or Notre Dame. They got past those. And Cincinnati, I mean, they could slip up along the way, but if they finish 13-0, I think they're going to get in. And I think the Big Ten champ's going to get in, whether it's 13-0 Iowa or 12-1. Ohio State, and people might say, well, what about Oklahoma? I think Oklahoma is going to lose a game. They already have been very close. And 12-1 Oklahoma versus 12-1 Ohio State. Good luck, Oklahoma, getting in over Ohio State. Oregon needs to have one more loss, of course, but I think they will, especially after losing to Stanford. So right now, I mean, listen, if I had to bet, those are not going to be the four teams to make it. But if I, you know, had to pick four right now, those are the same teams that I would pick. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Cincinnati. Again,
I really didn't think this would be groupthink, Dave. Apparently we're on the same wavelength.
I actually said this on my show on the Fan on Sunday. So I love it, man. I love it. So we'll see. Let's just hope Ohio State makes it. I really don't care if Cincinnati makes it or not. I love Luke Fickell, but let's just hope Ohio State makes it. All right. So, like, did CJ Stroud, like, where are you at with CJ Stroud? Did he silence his doubters? Is the jury still out somewhere in between? Where are you at on CJ Stroud right now?
CJ Stroud did everything in this game that I complained he wasn't doing before this. Like, if we're being blunt, right? I complained that he didn't run the ball on the when he had open field to run to. He never did that, and he did against Rutgers, right? That I asked him, say, "Hey, pick up the 5 yards when they're there." He did that. We said, man, you know, he's missing these short passes high. He looks like JT Barrett throwing the ball on the out routes on with a 4 yard pass, right? He had everybody accurately in stride on all those short passes. And by the way, the zip on his arm went up an extra notch. Clearly he was hurt. Like, clearly he was injured. And all the things that I was complaining loudly about Stroud, saying, put McCord in. CJ's hurt. CJ's not getting it done. I'm not impressed with CJ. Well, clearly it was the result of injury. Because when he came out against Rutgers, wasn't afraid to run the ball when there were yards to pick up. Accurate on short yardage. He obviously hit the open, super talented fleet of receivers he has, right? That he could have had 500 and 600 and 700 yards passing if OSU had wanted to put the pedal to the metal in that game. Everything CJ did against Rutgers was the stuff I was complaining that he hadn't done the first couple weeks. And I was one of his biggest critics. So maybe it was the injury, which was one of the things we talked about at the time. But if this is the CJ Stroud we're getting the rest of the year, look the F out the rest of the country because he's really good.
So when you look at this team the rest of the season, what is your biggest concern? It could be personnel-wise, could be coaching-wise, could be another team that we didn't think would be nearly as good as they are. What's your biggest concern when you look at Ohio State the rest of the season?
It's the defense. I don't trust them still. Bluntly, our D-line has had too many young players be the best players for me to be confident. I need to see Tyreek Smith look like the Tyreek Smith we saw against Clemson. I need to see Zach Harrison do it more than two plays a game. I need to see Antoine Jackson show up. I need to see Teron Vincent do anything, right? I need to see Javonte Jean-Baptiste make more plays like that one where he blew up that screen against Rutgers. I need to see more from all the upperclassmen on the D-line, not named Haskell Garrett, for me to feel good about OSU's defense right now. Also, I'm super worried about the depth on the linebacker on defense, right? Like, we've seen good things from Taraja Mitchell. Cody Simon's really good. A lot of bright spots from Steel Chambers. And then our next healthy linebacker is who? Tommy Eichenberg? We're an injury or two away from catastrophe right now. So, yeah, I'm still worried about the defense. If OSU loses a game the rest of the year, it's because the defense doesn't get enough pressure. The linebackers miss plays, that sort of thing. You know, we're on a little bit of thin ice right now with the linebacker health situation. So the offense is going to do its job. I think if CJ Stroud stays healthy, all the empty calorie yard complaints we had about the Oregon game go away. It's going to be whether the defense continues to get better. The good news is they have gotten better every week. And if they keep that trajectory against a Maryland team that's now without one of their best players in Demas and go into Penn State with some momentum, this team could easily do it. And that's the fun part again, is that it felt like we were slogging towards a really ugly season. And now that optimism's back and it's back full force. And I'm genuinely excited to see the way this is going to go the next couple weeks.
I'm going to ask you about the Urban Meyer situation in a moment to close the show. Before we get to that, you mentioned the Ohio State game at home against Maryland this Saturday. Buckeyes favored by 20. What is your prediction for Buckeyes against Terps?
Pain. Lots of pain. Ryan Day called the dogs off against Rutgers out of respect for Greg Schiano. Guy he worked with, guy who's respected, a guy who was mistreated by the Tennessee fan base. They're a bunch of idiots. And Ohio State could have picked their score. If they wanted to score 80, they could have. The backups came in at quarterback and barely threw the ball, right? There will be no such respect for Mike Locksley from Ryan Day. I think Ohio State's going to go out and put up a number. I mean, Iowa just beat these guys 51-14, right? Ohio State's going to make a point. they are going to put the brakes on these guys. So I think it's going to be a really big win for Ohio State.
All right, Urban Meyer, is he going to survive this? You have Shad Khan now, the owner, coming out yesterday giving a statement saying Urban needs to regain the trust of the organization and the players. I mean, there's reports out there that some of the players think there's no way he's going to survive this. I mean, man, we're 4 games into his tenure with the Jags. I was not rooting for him against the Bengals, obviously. Overall, I'm rooting for him. What do you think is going to happen with Urban Meyer? What's your reaction to this latest development?
This was stupid from the start for Urban. I don't know what he was doing, right? Like, I don't know what he was doing. The bottom line is that he just didn't fit in the NFL. Urban didn't fit in the NFL. Urban's a college guy. Urban was a recruiting machine. Urban was good at college football because he had the best players. You go to the NFL and everybody's Alabama and you're losing 8, 9, 10 games a year or more in this case, it's going to give him another freaking stress out incident, right? End of the day, Urban Meyer should have known better, plain and simple, than going to the NFL. I never would have predicted that he would have had something dumb like this happen, but the reality is Urban Meyer is a brutal NFL coach because it's not what he's made for. And now we're at a spot where he's 0-4. He has questions about his character being thrown out again. This isn't going to end well, and I don't know if he's going to win a single game. So we'll see. I hope it does. I don't dislike Urban. I want him to do well, but everything about this has been set up to be a disaster from the start to me. And this is just another giant unforced error on top of a bad situation.
Great stuff from the People's Champ, Matt Baxendale. You can catch his column every Sunday. It is The Bucket. Thank you very much to Bax. Thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in to the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top 5 leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.